Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 WBOB presents the Tony D Means Business Show with your host, Tony Davis. This live call-in show is all about business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another episode of the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm Tony Davis, your host. My co-host in studio with me is Sean Suarez. Sean, how the heck are you, brother?
Doing well this Tuesday.
Yes, indeed. And we have AJ behind the glass.
Nice to see it.
Good to see you. And yeah, we've got a lot going on. We want to hear your thoughts. We got a lot going on in the state of Florida, in the United States, and particularly in Jacksonville. Our call-in number is 831-0600. If you want to vent on some of the things that are going on in the country, in the state, in the city right now, call in and vent. We want to hear it. If you've got some questions, if you've got some opinions, 831-0600. You can also email us at tdmeansbiz@gmail.com. You can listen to us on the WBOB app, or not only can you listen to us on Facebook, but right now we are streaming live. So you can see our ugly mugs on Facebook as well as listening to us. So we've got a great show. We've got a small business spotlight. Neil Suarez with Chambers Law Firm will be on at the bottom of the hour. We will do our weekly NFL recap. And I know we gave out some deadbolt locks last week. We were 2-0 on those.
That's right. We did well.
Hope you guys cashed in. And then we're going to talk also. Sean's going to have his 4 at 4. Some great tips on debt. Another four-letter word.
That's right.
So he's going to, we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to have our famous WTF segment. But the big thing that's going on right now is the Supreme Court replacement. Will it happen or will it not happen? And that is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And by fun, I mean excruciating.
That's right.
Because I don't know what's going to happen. You have Don Lemon coming out on CNN. I don't know if and I have that clip, but it's just too hilarious to play. He's actually talking with Chris Cuomo, and they're talking about how they're going to replace the system. Again, it's not about winning. It's not about winning the election. It's about just, you know what, we're just going to tear this whole thing down and we're just going to start over. So he was just saying that, we needed to repeal, they needed to just put legislation in. It was just a convoluted mess because actually Cuomo was saying, no, you can't do that. You have to have 2/3 votes of the Congress and and pass legislation. And it was kind of funny. So this whole thing's going to get ugly. You already have, prominent leaders in the Democratic Party saying that, if he does this, there's going to be riots. It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, he says they're going to have to remember this next year because they're going to assume they're going to take leadership. They're going to try to tear down the system because, like you said, they can't win by the rules that are set forth right now. So they want new rules, right? They talked today about adding 2 states to the 50, so we'll have 52 states. So there'll be, 4 more senators out there in their minds that they could be Democrats to kind of push their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just want to try to win the elections. They just want to change the game.
And Lindsey Graham was interviewed, and he was talking about how we have the votes. We're going to do it. And there's a big conversation right now going out there about, do we even need to have the hearings? Well, they don't have to have the hearings because they have the votes. Even some on the fence senators, Republicans, Mitt Romney even said, I'm not going to block this.
Right.
This is due process. This is precedent. This is the law. And in 2016, Obama had, the same situation and the Republicans didn't do anything
right
about it. And I think the Republicans are still kind of chapped about what they did to Kavanaugh.
Absolutely.
I think one of the points that was made is, when a Democratic president has had a nominee, do you see the torture and the punishment and all of the castigating go into their vetting process as did Kavanaugh and Bork and Clarence Thomas?
Right. That's right.
You don't see that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
There's a civility there. There's due process. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing within the law.
Absolutely.
Okay, but you don't get that. So you're going to have whatever female is going to be nominated, and she's gonna. There's probably is going to be a hearing. But it's going to get, you know, again, it's going to get ugly. Are they going to make stuff up? Are they going to just throw this person?
Yeah, they had a hearing with Kavanaugh and on that third and that last final day when everything that the conversations had stopped, that's when that letter came into Dianne Feinstein, even though she sat on it, remember, for a period of time to where it would have its maximum impact. Remember, she even came out and admitted that and then they opened up all these investigations. They will throw anything and everything at whoever this nominee is. We've talked about briefly before the show, maybe they won't be as harsh because it's a woman. Yes, they will. They'll figure out a way to tear down this person, her family, Trump, Republicans, whatever they can do, especially if it's before election. I think it could be very, very bad if we go to hearings, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and one of the things that they were, that I've heard talked about is if we have the hearings, it's a opportunity to really sway, because it's going to be a female. You maybe could sway some female voters away from the Democrats because of the way they're going to behave.
That is a good point.
Because,
but at what risk, right? Yeah.
You know, is it worth, you know, but you know, Kavanaugh came through and he was, you know, he didn't ruin his career, didn't ruin, you know, these people are going to get nominated. It's just, do we want to put them through this? But I'm just worried about the repercussions. I just don't know what's going to happen if we can push it through right before the election. It could get ugly. We could have more violence. We could have more rioting.
Yeah, we could.
But you know what? We won't have more rioting in the state of Florida.
We better not.
You know why? Because of our governor.
DeSantis.
Yes.
Stepping
up. If you didn't know, one of the big things, and I've been a proponent of Ron DeSantis for a long time, because as a small business owner, and oh, by the way, National Small Business
It is.
Day today.
National or Small week? Business Week this week. That's right.
All you small business owners out there, happy Small Business Week. And I think, you know, this benefits what DeSantis did yesterday, benefits small businesses, benefits everybody.
Right.
And basically what he did, he came out strong, cracking down on the protesters by creating a host of new crimes that would be levied against rioters and protesters, quote unquote protesters. And hey, you know, he's pro-economy. And when all of this pandemic went down, he was very avid about getting the economy back up and running as soon as we could in May. I think he's done a great job.
I think so. He's led the charge, I think, across the country about getting businesses back open. He knows that small businesses, especially in Florida, is the lifeblood of our economy. Mm-hmm. And they suffered a great, you know, they suffered greatly while they were forced to be shut down for a period of several months. And so he's been on the front lines opening business back up. That helps small businesses. It helps American families, Floridian families. So I'm excited about the measure. I think it'll help protect businesses such as all of our businesses here in Jacksonville and, of course, across the state. So
yeah, and some of the things I think that are pretty interesting, it's called the Combating Violence, Disorder, and Looting and Law Enforcement Protection Act. I think one of the things that's pretty interesting, and you see this a lot on TV, it's a third-degree felony to obstruct traffic during an unpermitted protest, demonstration, or violent or disorderly assembly. The driver is not liable for injury or death caused if fleeing for safety from a mob.
Interesting.
Yeah. No defund the police permitted within this act. Prohibits state grants or aid to any local government that slashes the budget for law enforcement services, which coincidentally tonight, the City Council of Jacksonville is voting on a very, you know, on their budget. Their budget is about $1.3 billion, and they vote tonight. And one of the amendments presented by Garrett Dennis, one of the council members, is to quasi defund the JSO office budget of $484.6 million. So that should be interesting. And it's not, I don't think it's going to pass, but it's definitely on the docket tonight, and that goes down tonight. But no, this is a great bill. Ron DeSantis is phenomenal.
Bravo.
You're listening to the Tony D. Means Business Show, and I'm Tony Davis in with Sean Suarez. The show is sponsored by Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. And so if you have kitchen or bathroom remodeling needs, you can give them a call, and we'll be right back after this.
Ooh. Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? At Granite Transformations, we have everything needed to give you the dream kitchen you've always wanted in as little as one day with very little disruption to your daily routine. Our summer sale is going on now. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878. Or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451. The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com. Any opinions of those of Meinrad and Leeper are not those of Raymond James and Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet. And their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881. Or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
Welcome back to the Tony D. Means Business Show. Tony Davis in studio live, coming to you from Jacksonville, Florida, with Sean Suarez. And yes, the show is sponsored by Granite Transformations of Jacksonville, where we specialize in demolition-free remodeling. And that includes everything from kitchen countertops to full backsplashes to new sinks, new faucets, cabinet refacing, anything and everything that you could desire to have that aspirational kitchen that you don't have now, but you were looking forward to having with Granite Transformations. And we come out and we give you free design consultations. I just want to talk about that for a little bit. We take the time. This isn't some situation where we come out, you know, and we have a tape measure and a legal pad, and we're going to scribble some numbers down. I mean, we really do a design consultation. We have design consultants, three design consultants that sit down with you, all the decision makers there. So we're making sure that we answer all the questions from everybody that's going to have a say in whether or not you guys do this or not with your kitchens or your bathrooms. Because, hey, it's an intimidating process. You know, we've all been on Facebook. We've all heard the horror stories. You know, we've read the reviews. Home remodeling can be a very shaky situation if you do it with the wrong company. And Granite Transformations has been around since 2004. Yes, that's right, 2004. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Just got an award today in the kitchens category by Porch. Home Advisor recommended. Angie's List Super Service winner. And A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Demolition free. Come in. Quartz countertops. Lifetime warranty. Never needs to be sealed or maintained. And we install it over your existing countertops. Get your design consultation today. Mention the Tony D. Means Business Show. We've got some great specials. Some financing going on. 904-213-7878. 904-213-7878. If you can also text that number if you're interested. I know, you know, talking on the phone is kind of passe these days. Or you can go to the website at www.gtjax.com. So we had another interesting week in the NFL, and thankfully it was politic free.
I
did not see any remnants of week one.
I didn't either.
And that was nice. That was very relaxing and enjoyable. And I was able to just sit down and Watch football.
I tell you, it was a great weekend. We had college football on. I'm a golf fan. The U.S. Open, that was entertaining for, you know, most of it. The last four holes, you know, the guy ran away with it. Bryson DeChambeau won it, walking away. But, you know, it was great to watch the NFL for the rest of that day around that golf tournament. So it was nice.
That guy's a beast, didn't he?
He crushes the ball. He's put on 25 pounds of muscle.
That's what I heard.
One of his last drives of the tournament. Meanwhile, he's played 72 holes. He still hits a 365-yard drive. Perfect draw down the center of a very narrow fairway. Zero fear, 100% confidence. The guy was extremely impressive.
Well, here's what I want to know. There's Jag fans out there listening. I want to know what you think about your Jags right now. 831-0600. You guys, hey, I'm a Jags fan. I mean, Chiefs first, Jags second. I'm coming around on Minshew.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very efficient. He's staying within the playbook. He makes some mistakes, but I like how this team plays. I said it last week. They're playing with a lot of heart. You know, in the defense, they gave up, 33 points to Tennessee. But I'm telling you what, they came in to that game as an 8.5-point underdog. So they had a chance to win that game.
They did. I mean, they were one mistake away from marching down and winning the thing at the end.
And if you ask them, they probably felt like they let a victory slip between their fingers.
Absolutely.
Call us, 831-0600. What do you think of the Jags? They have a very winnable game. They're actually favored Thursday night. 2.5-point favorite against in-state rival. I don't know if they're a rival, but in-state, the Dolphins. Dolphins are 0-2. You don't know what you're going to get out of the Dolphins. We do have our deadbolt locks. I do think the Jags are going to cover the 2.5. That's not my lock because I don't know what kind of Dolphin team's going to show up. They have a very, at times, potent offense, and the Jags defense isn't the Jags defense of old, but they're playing very motivated. I think they're going to be very fired up on a primetime game because they don't get too many primetime games and they're going to be at home. What do you think about that game?
I think Jacksonville, they're putting it together. Again, this has only been the second game of the season, right? So there's no preseason. I was really impressed with the undrafted rookie running back. The receivers were catching balls that they normally don't catch. I mean, and Minshew, like I said, he's a magician, and he continues to make converts every single week.
Yeah.
I wish he could grow about 6 inches to look over those defensive linemen so that way he doesn't make those mistakes. But, hey, the guy is fantastic. He's electric. He's fun to watch. The receivers are catching balls. The defense is doing well. They got to do a better job than they did this past week. I think they get it done this week against Miami.
And I think the big story also of the NFL were these injuries. And you kind of could see that coming with no preseason and a abbreviated training camp. But you got some injuries to some big-time players. You know, Saquon Barkley is out for the year. Christian McCaffrey's out for about 6 weeks, 4 to 6. He'll probably be back a little sooner. He had a high ankle sprain. Cortland Sutton, wide receiver for the Broncos, out for the year. And then the 49ers, I think they got pummeled with about Bosa. Bosa's, I think, out for the year. They had Raheem Mostert. He's out. And then two others. So it's definitely, you know, this can be contributed to the COVID, you know, with rushing players back, you know, no preseason. I don't know how much no preseason games comes into play, but certainly I think the training camp was abbreviated by at least, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And it's scary, you know, if you have, you know, your favorite player, your favorite team, it changes the whole complexion of the NFL, the AFC. If Patrick Mahomes goes down, if Lamar Jackson goes down, if, you know, these aren't, no big quarterback has gone down yet. It seems to be the skill positions, the wide receivers and the running backs. But, you know, knock on wood, you know, that kind of settles down and settles in and players' bodies start to adjust to the intensity of the NFL.
Right. I mean, how many ACLs did we see yesterday? At least four,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Four ACLs.
And I'm hoping that college and, you know, my SEC starting up this week, I hope we don't see that with college. I think they've been practicing more. There's probably less regulatory pressures with COVID on these universities, with these coaches, with these kids, than you're seeing with NFL players and professional organizations. And so I'm hoping that we don't see that level of, you know, consistent injury in the college level. But, yeah, it's sad to see. And, man.
Yeah. I hope it kind of settles down. I hope this week was the exception and not the rule. But if you remember last week, we also gave you some deadbolt locks. And, you know, these were Sean and I's picks against the spread, our locks. And, you know, we gave you two winners.
We did.
I don't know what more we can ask for. I know this is going to be probably one of his features in his financial segment. but yeah, I had the Rams covering the 1.5 against Philly, and they beat them by several. And then Sean's pick was Tampa Bay to win, covering the 9.5 against the Carolina Panthers at home, and they beat them by 2 touchdowns. We're going to bring it back. We got a couple deadbolt locks for you this week. Sean, why don't you lead in with your deadbolt lock?
All right. Well, I am going with the Steel Curtain, Mr. Big Ben with Pittsburgh this week. They are 3.5-point favorites over the Houston Texans, which looks way more disorganized, and they're just not clicking on all their cylinders like we thought they would be.
No.
Again, it's early, but man, the Steelers came right back. Ben was throwing darts. I mean, yeah, he's Ben, but hey, the receivers catching balls, defense is phenomenal, running game is good. I think the Steelers are going to win it by at least a touchdown and cover that 3.5. That's my lock for the week.
All right, and I am going to go with the Arizona Cardinals, one of the more exciting teams. They're coming straight out of the gate like a thoroughbred at a race, out of the gate quick.
Yep.
Kyler Murray, no doubt right now, along with Russell Wilson, are the MVP candidates for the NFC, but here we go, week two. Come on, I know that's ridiculous for me to say that. Nevertheless, they have a talented roster, talented offense, that's for sure, DeAndre Hopkins. I'm going to take them to cover the 5.5, and I cannot believe, really, it's only 5.5.
Yeah.
There must be something to this, but Vegas knows what they're doing. I am going to take the Cardinals to cover the 5.5 over the clueless Matt Patricia Detroit Lions. And why he still has a job coaching in the NFL, I will never know. But every time I watch that team, they blow leads in the fourth quarter. They blow leads, period. They were up 14-3 or something against Green Bay and then got utterly just crushed. And I know Stafford's a good quarterback. All you Georgia fans out listening, I'm not saying anything bad about your boy. He's a very good, talented quarterback, but I don't know what's going on with that franchise.
Yeah, they can't put it together.
And when they had Wayne Fonts, you just kind of looked at Wayne Fonts and thought, well, it's him. And now it's Matt Patricia, and he just he does not look very head coach-like. Right. Nevertheless, there's your deadbolt locks. You got Steelers to cover. You got the Cardinals to cover. Take it to the bank.
That's right.
Now, you do understand this is a disclaimer. We're just doing this for fun. We can't be held responsible if we actually get these wrong. So, but it's going to be fun. The Jags going to be on primetime this Thursday. And another team, though, that I can't figure out is these Falcons.
Yeah.
They're kind of regional, the Southeast team, here. I'm sure there's a lot of Falcons fans listening, but gosh, you guys have got to be frustrated with that team.
Yeah.
It's just been a downward spiral since they gave up that 27-3 lead to the Patriots. And I hate to even bring that up.
One still stings, I think, for Falcon fans. But I tell you what, as a Buccaneer fan, I'm loving it. I love the fact that Carolina's struggling to find a center as well, find a quarterback. Bridgewater, I don't know. He made some really bad throws on Sunday. So as an NFC South fan, I'm actually not sad to see Atlanta struggling. But I agree with you.
Yeah, they are coming home. I don't remember who they're playing at home, but I do like them to win this game at home. I think they're going to bounce back. They're playing the Bears, and the Bears probably are the worst 2-0 team, I think, in the NFL right now, and I think the Falcons put it all together. But when you look at this, the Jags division, the Colts look like they're going to be pretty good. It looks like the Titans right now, they're beatable. The Jags know what they got with them. The Texans are pretty much hapless. Jags the winner out of this division is going to make the playoffs. There will be no wild card out of this division.
It's right now. It's a strong division right now.
Yeah. So, you're listening to the Tony D Means Business Show, and give us a call. You got some opinions, 831-0600, 831-0600 about football, about the Crime Act. We have the Small Business Spotlight coming up next. We have Neil Suarez with the Chambers Law Firm. We're going to talk a little bit about what they do with veterans and disability benefits. And you can watch us on Facebook Live. I'm Tony Davis, live in studio with Sean Suarez. We'll be right back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A lack of firefighting resources in the hours after it was sparked allowed a fast-moving wildfire to make an unprecedented run through Southern California mountains. The Bobcat Fire eventually found fuel in old-growth trees to become one of Los Angeles County's largest fires ever. The blaze has burned for more than 2 weeks and is still threatening more than 1,000 homes after scorching its way through brush and timber down into the Mojave Desert. At least 29 homes have been destroyed, but officials say that number will grow. It's one of dozens of other major blazes across the West. On Wall Street, an up day as the Dow was up by 140 points to 27,288. The NASDAQ rose 184. The S&P advanced 35. Oil up to $39.55 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. Coastal areas of both Duval and St. Johns counties are on alert. Flooding could be a problem through tonight, and ripped currents and high surf could bring serious trouble through tomorrow night. Authorities are strongly advising against going in the water, and even if you're just on the beach, you'll want to be very careful. Police were expecting to investigate a home invasion, but instead they're looking both into that and a fatal shooting. The burglary happened overnight yesterday on Penman Road in Jacksonville Beach. The body of 20-year-old Ezekiel Archuleta was found in the front yard. There's been an arrest, but that person wasn't charged with shooting Archuleta. Months after a man's body turned up in a swamp, police have arrested his wife. 25-year-old Sherry Smith of Jacksonville allegedly killed her husband, David Hunt, whose remains were found back in early June in Baker County. At last word, Smith was still in custody in Gadsden County. Hunt was 35. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays because they're still clearing up a vehicle on fire on the West Beltway on I-295 northbound at the ramp to San Jose Boulevard. Also, there's a crash on the West Beltway 295 southbound before Pritchard Road, and there's a broken down vehicle on the Matthews Bridge westbound heading toward downtown, blocking the right lane. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 68. Wednesday, partly sunny, high 82.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hangar Bay Cafe at 2294 Mayport Road has reopened the dining room. Dine-in is at 50% capacity with social distancing regulations in place. Or place an order online for pickup or delivery. Fried Chicken Southern Living Magazine says is the best in Florida, along with ramen, seafood, and more. Go to HangarBayCafe.com or call 247-3301 for pickup or delivery. Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road.
Let's get back to the Tony D Means Business Show on AM 600 WBOB. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bath Planet of Jacksonville and Granite Transformations. If you'd like to talk business with Tony, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm Tony Davis in studio with Sean Suarez. And now, we have our small business spotlight, and it will be shining brightly on the Chambers Law Firm and Neil Suarez, a legal administrator and a disability advocate. And the Chambers Law Firm helps veterans with disability compensation benefits. Neil, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tony?
I am doing outstanding. Thanks for coming on the show and being in our small business spotlight. Let's just start out. Tell us a little bit about your law firm and what you guys specialize in.
Well, our main focus is disability law, especially in regards to veterans' disability compensation benefits. Actually, my brother-in-law, Christopher Chambers, and his wife, Stephanie Chambers, both disability attorneys fighting for our veterans, been doing so for over a decade. And there are a lot of firms out there that will handle disability cases, but few that I know of that only handle disability cases, and that is what our focus is. So we consider it an honor to serve those who have served our country and help them get the benefits they have earned and need to survive.
Yeah, that's outstanding, especially in our market where we have a huge Navy presence. Well, what exactly is veterans disability compensation benefits, and you know, can working veterans also receive disability benefits?
Yeah, so a lot of people are confused about what necessarily that means, but veterans disability compensation benefits are intended to compensate the veteran who have a medical or psychological condition connected to their military service. Generally, there's three things that the VA needs to have to prove up a case, and so it's as simple as having a current diagnosis, medical or psychological, an event or condition that occurred while in service, and then what we call a nexus, a link that kind of puts those two together, and a medical professional can give you that. So working veterans, yes, they absolutely can receive disability compensation benefits. A lot of people think, oh, well, I'm not disabled, or I'm not in a wheelchair. That doesn't apply to me. I have a job. I'm working. Well, it does. Compensation is available for those who continue to work, as there's no prohibitions on obtaining or maintaining employment. However, veterans who cannot work as a result of their service-connected disabilities may also be entitled to individual unemployability benefits, which actually would shoot them straight up to 100%. Their rating on their disability may not be 100%, but if it prevents them from working in the workplace at the full-time level, then they have the ability to shoot up to 100% and get individual unemployability. So it's available to all veterans, working, not working, recently out of service, or you've been out of service for a long time.
Okay, do veterans have to be injured in combat to receive compensation?
No. Disability compensation covers pretty much any condition that came about while the veteran was on active duty.
Okay.
So as long as the conditions are not the result of his or her misconduct, for example, veterans injured in an auto accident or while exercising or engaging in usual activities during active duty or on leave may be entitled to benefits. So serving in the military, you've got to remember, it's a 24-hour-a-day job.
Mm-hmm.
So disability compensation covers all those hours. They're never really off-duty. So whether it happened in combat or whether it happened at the gym, they were on duty and they were sacrificing their time and their energy and sometimes, you know, bodily harm for our well-being and for our country. And it's something they've earned and they deserve, and we think it's an honor to help them achieve those benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. So how does the claim filing process, how's that handled?
Well, it's actually a fairly simple. And so what you need to do as far as filing a claim is if you want to put a claim before the VA, there's really three ways you can file a claim. And we here at Chambers Law Firm, we can pretty much help you with each one. So if the claim is new, you can file an initial application with a VA regional office near you. Which is simple as a couple forms to get going, and we can help you through that process. If the claim has been filed previously but denied, we can file a request to reopen that claim.
Mm.
You may need some new and material evidence, or if you're already receiving VA disability benefits but you're thinking, I think I got lowballed, I think my rating should be much higher, well, you can request a increased rating to the VA as well. So three different ways to get it to where you want to be.
And that's what you guys help with throughout that process, whether it's filing a claim, whether it's appealing a VA decision, or anything like that?
Yeah, so we actually take it a step further. A lot of firms don't do the initial claim. And what we do for our veterans, and we consider it a service to them, is that if a veteran comes to us to file a new claim, we'll do so for them, not only with a free consultation, but we'll get them through that initial application process with no contract and no fee. If they achieve benefits in that first stage of the process, then we congratulate them and we thank them for their service, and they're on their way with no service, no fee or cost assumed to them or that we charge at all. So after that, if they get denied, then at that point we move forward with a contract and agreement with the veteran to appeal and start the process, and we'll get digging a little deeper.
So what is it? So it doesn't cost the vet, the veteran, anything unless they get a claim, or how does that work?
Yeah, you got it. We're actually working on a contingency basis.
Okay.
So what that means is, unless we get a favorable decision, when we get a rating or a service connection, we don't charge the veteran anything for our services. So, and actually, there's never any out-of-pocket expense for the veteran. So our fee comes directly from the VA as long as we charge the recommended amount to the VA, which we do.
Mm-hmm.
The VA pays our firm directly. So it never costs the veteran anything out-of-pocket as long as there is a favorable decision that we help them achieve.
Well, that's great. That's outstanding. You're listening to Neil Suarez. He's a legal administrator, disability advocate for the Chambers Law Firm. Neil, how do they get a hold? If we got a veteran listening and they're unsure about a claim, or they've maybe been through the process, they got denied, or any of those situations that you were talking about in the interview, how do they get a hold of you, Neil?
Well, we got a variety of ways. If they're comfortable with just making a quick phone call, we have an 800 number, which is just 833-LAW-4-VETS, and that is the number 4. So 833-LAW-4-VETS. Feel free to visit us at our website, which is simplechamberslaw.com, or you can email us at info@chamberslaw.com, and we'll respond very quickly back to you and answer your questions you're looking for. So we encourage anyone, if you have a question, whether it be disability-related, veteran service-related, just give us a call. We would be lovely just to have this conversation with you, answer your questions, and if we need to schedule a free consultation, we'll do that as well.
But it sounds like a great resource for vets. And again, it doesn't cost them anything out of pocket to give you guys a call, free consultation. Outstanding. And we thank our vets for serving, all their service. And Neil, I appreciate what you guys are doing for them out there.
Absolutely. We appreciate you having us on, Tony. Appreciate it.
You got it. So that was Neil Suarez, the legal administrator for Chambers Law Firm. If you are a vet out there, you're wondering about the claims process and or if there's been anything. Maybe you've gone through the process a little bit and you just didn't get the result that you thought you deserved. Just give them a call. That was 833-LAW-4-VETS, 833-LAW-4-VETS, or you can go to chamberslaw.com. So we left off. We were talking a little bit about the NFL, and I think what we can pick up off of on that is AJ, how much time we got? 2 minutes. We do not have time to get into the WTF segment.
About 2.5.
Yeah. 2.5, yes.
Yeah. Oh, we'll have to wait till after the break for that one.
We will have to wait for the break. There is a plethora of WTF events that have happened, as has been the case for a long time here with what we've got going on. Sean is going to talk a little bit. He's got 4 Under 4 coming up after the break. The show is also sponsored by Bath Planet of Jacksonville, and Bath Planet specializes in the wet areas of your bathroom. So whether you want to remodel with granite transformation, with demolition-free, heat-stained, scratch-resistant, non-porous surface goes right over your existing countertops, or with Bath Planet. So you're sitting there and you're looking at, and you have, and actually I saw a picture, I kid you not, of a shower area that we went into today, and the entire top, all of the tiles, it was about a 4-foot by 4-foot on the soap dish wall. That's that big wall right there with the soap dish, hence the name, had completely fallen off, and behind it was nothing but black mold.
Oh my gosh.
That's what happens when you have grout in your shower. But with Bath Planet, you have an acrylic grout-free system that's backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and you've all heard of Good Housekeeping. And we are the only bathroom systems that have earned that distinction and can boast having the Good Housekeeping Seal. So whether you have a situation like that where you have water damage, you have grout, you have mold, you have mildew, you need help, we will come out. We'll give you a free design consultation. Or whether you have a bathtub and you're a senior and you're tired of stepping into that bathtub, you need a shower combination. We can do a tub-to-shower conversion. We can put a bench seat in there. We can put grab bars in there. We can move the handheld shower systems and different things, put an additional valve in to make everything convenient for you so that your bathing experience is conducive to the lifestyle that you have. And you can give Bath Planet a call, 904-301-0881. Again, we come out, we do free design consultations. We sit down with you, much like what we do with Granite Transformations. We take the time, we get all the decision makers, we find out what your budget is, find out how, what's affordable. We have financing programs, we find out what you need, and really put together the right package for you. Or you can go to Bath Planet Jax, bathplanetjax.com. We'd love the opportunity to earn your business. I'm Tony Davis. in studio live with Sean Suarez. We got a break coming up, and we will talk to you right after this.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep, we even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451. The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com.
Any opinions of those of Meinrad and Leaper are not those of Raymond James and Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? At Granite Transformations, we have everything needed to give you the dream kitchen you've always wanted in as little as one day with very little disruption to your daily routine. Our summer sale is going on now. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878. Or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. Now we have Sean's four under four. Four points, right. Under 4 minutes. Sean is a financial advisor for Meinrad and Leaper of Raymond James. And we're going to talk about a four-letter word for a lot of you, for just about anybody.
Yeah.
And that word is debt.
Ugly word.
Sean, tell us a little bit about debt. What percent of Americans, of families out there have debt, significant debt? Are we talking about debt or just significant debt?
Well, debt period, you know, there's like 85% of all Americans have debt, some level, mortgage, credit card, auto loans, student loans. And so it's prevalent, right? I mean, just about every American family is dealing with it. So it's something that is on a lot of people's minds. And we'll kind of dive into a lot of ways in which to deal with that here in this segment. But it's crazy with the COVID going on. There's a lot of people actually trying to pay down debt, but still debt levels are way, way too high, especially revolving debt or credit card debt, which is what most of what we'll talk about today.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you mentioned like home mortgage, student loans, and then revolving credit debt. You know, there's the old thing, oh, it's good debt or bad debt. Is there any such thing?
Well, you know, I've heard that too all my life. And, you know, the more I look at it and the more I look at the principle of debt and owing and just the fact that it's over our clients' heads, it's over our heads, I don't really think there is, but I kind of understand, you know, when you've got a mortgage and you've and it's at a low, low interest rate and you can write off that debt or the interest on that debt off of your taxes, yeah, it can be favorable. It can help in certain instances. But again, debt is debt. And so as it pertains to the financial planning conversation and folks trying to get to retirement, it is almost probably 90% of my conversations with pre-retirees are like, I want to be debt-free by the time I retire. That is a constant I hear in my planning conversations. So while there might be, you know, some debt that's better than others, I still think all debt is something that we want to get rid of at some point. And we're going to talk about ways to do that, hopefully.
Well, what are some ways to eliminate or reduce the debt?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously the biggest principle, and I've seen even skits on this that are just hilarious, but it's a simple, simple principle of just spend less than you make, right?
Yeah.
And it starts when you're really like 18 years old or 22 coming out of college. If you don't start with the right principles of spending less than you earn, you're going to set yourself up for a lifestyle of overspending that you, it's really hard to get out of once you start it. So yeah, that's kind of the first core principle is to spend less than you make. Obviously have some sort of spending plan where you understand what you're spending on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, if you ask them, they wouldn't even know what they're spending. So, you know, itemize what you do or audit yourself for 30 days. There's tons of great apps out there like Mint or Every Dollar and even Quicken, things that you can track your monthly expenses to say, what am I actually spending on groceries in a month or, mm-hmm. or going out to eat or, you know, on gasoline or pet food or things like that. So, you know, spend less than you make and track your earnings is one. If you've got debt today and you're here and you're listening to this program, start paying off your smallest debt first. That would be the second thing I'd talk about. A lot of people want to start paying off their highest interest rate, you know, debt first. Really, you want to start with the smallest one. And the reason why is because you want to build momentum.
Mm-hmm.
You want to create discipline within you and your spouse of placing a chunk of your income towards debt every single month. So if you pay off the smaller debts first, it snowballs, and that's actually the name of the approach, is it snowballs, and it starts to pay off your debt balances quicker mm-hmm. than if you start with the big ones and try to work your way down. So you want to start small, work your way up to the larger balances. Third thing I'd mention is using cash and envelopes. And I'm talking, you know, envelopes that you to actually take your paycheck and you cash out a large chunk of it and you fill up envelopes. Now, even me and my wife did this, right? So you've got an envelope for groceries for the month. You've got an envelope for clothing purchases for you and your kids. You've got an envelope for gasoline. You've got an envelope for a lot of different spending categories. And so you set up your income to be able to carve out certain chunks of money, and you actually put in the envelope. The beauty about paying with cash is when you go to the grocery store, when the cash is gone, it's gone.
Mm.
And so it keeps yourself from overspending on certain categories to really rein in your spending to help get out of debt. So that's very, very important. It takes some getting used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's one of the greatest strategies that is out there. None of these ideas are original by Sean. These are Dave Ramsey principles that I've learned through his Financial Peace University program. Highly encourage that if you want to look at really taking a program to reduce debt. Take a look at Dave Ramsey's program. Last one, number four, and this is kind of controversial. Some people don't want to do this, but cut up your credit cards. Now, mm-hmm. Tony, I know you and I, we like the points. We like the rewards on our credit cards.
We do like those points.
Right? But really, if these point systems and these credit cards, they really do draw folks into spending more in order to gain greater rewards or to transfer balances or to reach certain spending targets to hit, right? So if you spend $30,000 in the next 30 days, you'll get 40,000 airline miles. Well, then what are you going to try to do? You're going to go out there and try to spend $3,000.
Well, I got to be able to park in that diamond, that Hilton Honors diamond spot, though.
I understand. But if you have struggled in the past with paying off credit card balances month by month, and you know you might have a tendency of letting that build, then I would say cut up the credit cards. Develop the discipline, utilize debits, cash, and envelopes until you get to a point where with your wealth, you can go mm-hmm. back to maybe re-engage that credit card. So to recap, you know, those four topics were spend less than you make, pay off your smallest debts first, use cash and envelopes, and then cut up those credit cards.
Because there's really no point, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're paying 5% or higher on a debt, you probably should pay that off before you start trying to invest, you know, because you're it's almost like you're chasing one after the other. You know, if you're paying somebody else 5%, but yet you're trying to earn 5% with investments, it's backwards.
Exactly.
Clear out that debt where you're paying interest to somebody else, then you're going to have more expendable money for investments. Gives you more options, gives you more flexibility, but you're kind of chasing your tail if you're trying to invest with a whole bunch of debt out there because you're spending more in interest than you hope to gain in return.
Exactly. That and you know what? The majority of my clients, probably the majority of the folks who listen to this program do exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like driving your car down the road with your foot on the gas and on the brake.
Yeah.
Are you going to get very far? No, you're not. So put all of your energy, leverage your income, pay off debt first, so that way you're freed up to build wealth. And that you've got to do it in that order, in my opinion. That's how we approach it at Mine Rod and Leaper. That's how I approach it with my clients is we want to eliminate debt and we want to be able to build wealth. And to do both at the same time is very difficult. And you don't really get as far as you could unless you tackle one before the other.
Mm-hmm.
So
sage advice. Sean, how do they get a hold of you?
Yep. 904-642-3257 is the phone number. Website is SeanSuarez.com. It leads you to our Mine Rod Leaper Wealth Management team page. That's Sean, SuareZ.com. And yeah, again, the phone number is 904-642-3257. Give us a call.
Beautiful. So now it's time for WTF. And WTF, ladies and gentlemen, as you know from all your acronyms and OMGs and all that good stuff, stands for What the Fool. It does.
That's right.
On this show, it stands for What the Fool.
Family
Sometimes when we're off the air, it stands for something else. But right now, it's going to stand for What the Fool. Dateline, Saratoga Springs, New York. We're going to another college. And if you listen to this show regularly, college students are featured on WTF quite a bit. Students at Skidmore College demand a professor be fired for attending a Back the Blue rally. But the details of this story are even more despicable. David Peterson, who's been teaching at the school for 31 years, in late July actually went to a Back the Blue rally at Congress Park in Saratoga Springs. And the rally was advertised on Facebook as a peaceful protest intended to show law enforcement that they are loved, valued, respected, and appreciated. So, as the story goes on to say, Peterson and his wife went downtown, stopped by the rally, didn't hang out very long, and then went on to dinner downtown in late July.
Sounds good enough.
In late July.
Yeah.
They didn't think anything of it. However, when they got to school, probably 30 days later, there was an email campaign by all of the woke students. Apparently, the woke students saw the Peterson there, the Petersons there, and an email began circulating around campus. And I quote, "I and other Skidmore students witnessed professors David Peterson and Andrea Peterson," and she doesn't even work there, but that's neither here nor there, "at an anti-Black Lives Matter protest." Which it completely was not. Nevertheless, they weren't even there. And, of course, rather than get the professors back of 31 years, the school is now opening up an investigation. What?
The fool.
What the fool. You can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen.
Unbelievable. Well, we have Dateline Nashville, Tennessee. If, in case you haven't heard, the Southern Baptist Convention, with a new president, will be dropping the word Southern in their name, as the word signifies, to some, slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So what is next with Southern? Is that the new four-letter word, Southern?
Comfort. I'm just going to drink some comfort. You can't have Southern comfort.
No, you can't.
No. So no. It's going to be comfort.
Wow. So they're trying to erase everything related to the South, and it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just...
I don't know. I can't imagine people were banging down their door telling them to get rid of Southern. I don't know why the Baptist Convention decided to just drop that, but... whatever. I guess that's what we got to do nowadays. Dateline Columbia, Missouri. Former Senator Claire McCaskill recently tweeted to Trump supporters, "Trump is an elite. This is how he chooses to decorate his home. Glit, glamour, mirrors. He doesn't see you. He doesn't use you." So she had a picture of one of his posh penthouses. Meanwhile, while she was in office, she lived in a $2.7 million luxury condo, the most expensive unit in City Center, D.C. And oh, by the way, we know how Trump got his money. He was a tycoon, real estate tycoon, and then became a politician. You're a politician, and then you became rich.
Right. Yeah.
What's the problem there?
Yeah, who's corrupt there?
That's exactly. A WTF. Don't call out somebody else when you're have other skeletons in your closet. But that's all the time we got. We always run out of time for WTFs, but we're stockpiling a bunch. We appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate everybody watching on Facebook. Tell us what you think. Send us an email, tdmeansbiz@gmail.com. Support our sponsors, Granite Transformations, Sean Suarez at Mind Rod and Leaper, Bat Planet. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.